Morning, Angel.
Mm-hmm. How are you today?
I'm each day here. And I'm comparing why I'm listening to you, and I'm comparing my experiences or how I felt after listening to Dhamma in Poland and here.
Yeah.
And now I just get sometimes confused, but it's still I'm learning.
I think that usually people forget about what is now appearing. They think that they learn different things, but actually it's only now what appears is unknown as it is. That's why without the teachings we cannot live without understanding, because life is only from moment to moment, just one moment. For example, the yesterday dream, see, it's not today dream. As long as no awareness and direct understanding. That's why no matter what is said from the Buddha about anything in life, it concerns this very moment, just to bring back the vitakka from not going away astray from this moment. Because lots of accumulation of ignorance and attachment always condition vitakka to move away instantly, as soon as I was even talking about this world object. So just to know and realize that this is moment of no understanding about the reality of seeing and what appears, that's why we need more reminders to bring to condition vitakka to catch it.
Yeah. But I noticed also this morning that I still have images of my husband's last week in the sick bed and what the doctor said and what happened. That was vitakka. I realized it was vitakka moving away from the reality just now. I remembered it, but not right at that moment, because that is more like direct awareness, but not yet. But I realized it was...
But it doesn't matter at all when. Otherwise, I would like to have awareness just a moment ago.
Yeah.
See, it's always tricky all the time. So tricky that it can lead people to life, on and on and on, from this life to other life.
But these images come back, and I don't like them.
So even that moment itself is unknown.
About the sense of process and the mind of process.
If what about, don't think about process. No process now. No process, because seeing sees no process, but there is thinking about process. So at that moment of thinking about process is not the development of understanding seeing. But why Buddha taught us about process? To see how rapidly reality just turn around so fast, it appears as something all the time, from moment to moment, only if the world of pictures and concept, pictures everywhere and concept, and think, like we think about the picture of mountain and canal, so, but there is no mountain there, I think, no canal, but it brings about the idea of it as now. Only visible object, but it brings always everything, people and things. And that can be known as just one characteristic at a time. Seeing is seeing, see? This is the way to understand seeing right now. But that's why when we read a lot of Tripitaka, no matter Vinaya, Suttanta and Abhidhamma, it just be Sankhara Khanda to understand this very moment. That's all, just to understand, not to think about the story. At moment, thinking about the story is not the understanding, reality which appears. And the point is that live with memory of words or live with beginning to understand whatever appears now is real.
Memory of words.
So it's not the moment of understanding reality. and the word change from life to life to this life. I have Thai words, yeah. Next life I don't know, and last life I didn't know.
So all these images are created. So visual images and words and
yeah.
so forth.
Yeah.
So that process is there.
So many. Yeah. At moment of thinking, process again.
But how can we learn also that the what appears now, what is there, the whole world comes here because of the sense process and the mind processes that comes, that these processes are actually not us.
Certainly. Learn to understand, even from moment of thinking, considering, it will condition moment of understanding later. Because the mind does not go away to other object, but since it think over and over, it can condition moment of understanding. Of that, the touching, there is understanding instantly, when time comes. Not other thing, because when other thing appears, it's not the awareness and understanding that which appears now as just moment of hardness.
So Ajahn, it's no need to worry about understanding, because when it comes, it understands.
Yeah, otherwise it's you again.
But yeah. This you comes very, very often.
That's the way it is to see how quick load back is, attachment is.
Because I was wondering, what's the point of living, like when there is ignorance and weeping, this.
Just live to understand, or live for the panya to appear. Otherwise, it's like always in a dream. Yesterday is like a dream. And today, dream is different from yesterday dream, that's all. But a little bit of understanding, even in a dream, to condition moment of being awakened, at moment of understanding reality as just a reality, very naturally.
Otherwise,
you're just waking up and thinking over
all the time.
Even if lopa always comes in, it's natural. And later on, at moment of understanding a reality, one knows that, it's only nonsense, everything which passed without understanding. Because it's gone. We don't try to make believe, but it's the way it is. Very natural, because you see that moments pass without awareness, without understanding. Then there can be a moment. It's worth. And it sees the difference between having no awareness and having awareness, just even one moment. So very natural.
Nina and I were talking about how sometimes you give the example when people die of the wind blowing through, but actually we can say it's like all the cheetahs of life just blow through, because we think of someone and something and some people that come into our lives, but actually it's just... In fact, never any people or anything. In fact, it's just one's own cheetahs. So it's actually like the cheetahs blowing in and out and passing on. And
one can see how Panya can understand that, see?
Yes.
Then nobody can understand.
No. Otherwise, it's always the idea of people coming and going. But actually, it's just cheetahs are coming and going and passing on different sense experiences, different ways of thinking. but unexpectedly all the time.
Yeah, but one can't help taking the story so seriously. This is accumulated or conditioned.
So life is worthwhile when there's understanding. Yeah. Otherwise, from birth up to now, nothing is worth.
Otherwise, no way. To always take the story so seriously. No understanding. The ideas of people and things always so important or serious when there's no understanding of just the Peter's passing like the wind.
Sometimes the stories with a lot of dosa may come because something to did something not as we thought or something, and it's so much dosa at that moment, it's so hard to be at the moment.
Would you like to have
some? Because of the, he's talking about the strong dosa about what someone has done or something, because of always the idea of someone who does something.
The dream, the particular dream with hunger or whatever with dosa, it's really not pleasant.
It's gone, everything is gone. So we live quite freely, not being enslaved by thinking or too strong, clinging to the self.
We think we're enslaved by other people and other things, but actually just enslaved by our own clinging, our own...
Every morning.
Lucas and I had a little chat about responsibility, because he said to me that, he sent a message that you had said something about being responsible, and he sent a message to tell you, oh, now he's taking responsibility. So I asked him what he meant by this, and what you meant by being responsible.
The responsibility to be good.
That is what's meant by responsibility, just being good.
Mm-hmm. It's much better than doing bad, being a bad person. At that very moment is free from being enslaved to the self.
And we can see the example we just gave about when there's a lot of anger, for example, or one so taking the story so seriously that actually it's actually the clinging to oneself, it's one's own selfishness.
Oh, life. Lot of it, because you cling to yourself, so you have lot of it.
Would you say it again?
When you think you have lot of it, it's your own clinging.
My own clinging,
to yourself.
One has to let go by panya.
Only panya. Don't mind what reality arises, because it's only conditioned. That's all. And who can stop its arising? By understanding, only little by little, one can understand better about everything in life as only a moment condition.
So just to follow on from that, because I know Nina would like to hear a little more, so one thinks of Lodovic or Jonathan or
or anyone here, because
of one's at own
clinging. Even during his life, I was clinging.
It's said many times, only visible object is seen, but it can be object of understanding, and memory takes it for personal thing. But right understanding can see the truth and begin to understand little by little. But there's still attachment, because one is not an anagami, but no right, no wrong understanding. This is the problem. It started from having no wrong understanding, so that other tilesa will become decreased little by little.
Achandra, understanding can eradicate the wrong tilesa in the past, accumulate in the past. I mean that all Kilesa accumulated in the past can be deleted, can be eradicated by right understanding now?
When there is right understanding now, at that time there's no wrong understanding. Mm. But as soon as there is, akusala is there.
And all those images of his sick bed and the last week, which are haunting me, it's only thinking, but I can't.
Six days.
Yeah. It's difficult to realize just thinking, we can repeat it, but to realize it.
That's why that should be the development of all realities, even thinking.
Yeah.
And thinking always takes things, people, all the time.
Yeah.
That's why one can see that only at moment of a characteristic of reality appear. It can be compared to the moment when it does appear. All nonsense thinking.
Yeah, nonsense.
And reality appears as no one at all. And this is the beginning of seeing the difference between right understanding and wrong thinking about people and things.
Yeah. Thinking about what is past already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this is very common experience, like in her experience, kind of keep it thinking and imagining about those difficult times.
It shouldn't be the idea of no thinking,
but
understand thinking until thinking is a reality.
Because that is what is
just. Otherwise, it's forced. If we try not to think, it's forced.
And it's natural, and it's not natural.
Yeah.
So panya cannot grow when it's not natural.
Natural. Yeah.
If when it's natural, everything arises by condition.
Yeah.
So panya gets stronger and stronger.
Yeah. And if it's time for thinking and time for sadness, it's conditioned like that already, and no one can change it or stop it.
Shila Pata Paramasa de Rajan rituals. Yeah, how it's called Shila Pata.
Shila Pata Paramasa.
Paramasa. So when we try not to have loba or not to think, is that wrong view?
So tamaka citta eradicate sila patapramasa.
Yeah. Only then.
Only then.
Yeah. That's why I'm not worried about that I have it now.
It's you or panya. this is the point. If it's you, it's not panya. But when it's panya, it works much better because of understanding. So it's like excuse for those who do not have panya. All right, everything happened by condition, but no understanding. The important thing is understanding and ignorance. Responsibility.
Yeah,
responsibility.
Check with her and your sister.
Of kusala. Excuse me, kusala. Kusala, yes. As soon as you think of your mother, but you still think of her welfare.
Yeah.
You concern for her.
It's like the Vietnamese friends that asked if we could go down to Vietnam after time. I said, no, I already arranged to pick up my mother to take her to Australia. So
opposite of when someone does not think of parents of
doesn't care
at all, doesn't care.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So it's kusala.
So even though...
Not thinking about yourself.
Even though there's some worry and all these other things, but actually... The main consideration is that other person's welfare at that time, especially the mother's
welfare. With naming this Ajahn Kusala, Kusala is still wrong because it's like the example of the magician. Like, for example, you got the ball. Where is the ball? In this or that? It still cannot be told if this is Kusala or Akusala.
Like Alberto, like to hear more about responsibility, because I'm like Alberto, I try to take care of my mother or do the best thing, but actually of course there's also a lot of worry and
attachment. But anywhere there is kusala too. Yeah. Even the whole day there can be attachment, but some kusala.
Yes. Thank you.
Otherwise, there is only attachment and selfishness. As long as there is a self, it keeps on growing and growing. No development of parami or goodness at all. When? At moment of eating or what? What moment do you think that you are selfish? Just thinking of yourself, just for your own sake, that is selfishness. But when you want to share with the others everything you have and help, that is not a kusala. And one feels much better at that very moment, yeah, to see the other's happiness. And whenever we can help, in whatever aspect, but everything that one can do. So Queen Sarah cares for your staying longer to hear more, yeah, to discuss more.
But about the characteristic of thinking,
yes,
we should not select or pick out that one, but just any reality.
Not
otherwise,
any.
We try, yes, thinking, mm-hmm, what is, yeah, it like? We like to know
the, yeah, the self is trying.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's
so any reality, mm-hmm, and then let's try.
When one is right, it shows that the anatomist understanding is not well firmed, established enough.
Yes.
But no matter, it goes a day with our awarenesses, by conditions.
By conditions.
And when it arises, it's much better than trying the whole day with the idea of self.
Self, yeah.
Because the self is building up at that very moment, mm-hmm, wanting I, mm-hmm, all the time.
Yes.
That is why it's so very subtle to understand the path. It has to go along with right understanding and detachment. And Panya is keener and keener to see what's right way and what's wrong way. And the right way must be now, naturally, as it is, depending on conditions. If there is no understanding, no awareness for hours, it's all right. When there is an awareness, only a moment, it can see the difference between the whole day and that moment of understanding reality. It's worthwhile. Otherwise, there is more and more, another hours later too. Only Panya can see that when Lopa cannot arise and when does always arise. After seeing, after hearing, after trying, or even at that moment, it's there. Big boss.
The big boss.
The big boss.
The owner of the...
And we can see it all comes down to the heating of the circumstances, because one of the Vietnamese people, I forget who, suggested when we were... when we were having the ceremony scattering the ashes, and you mentioned that you felt a bit confused because it seems like a ritual or a ceremony or whatever. And I was saying, well, one can do anything, one can light the joss stick, one can scatter the ashes with right or wrong understanding, just like you can think of right or wrong.
Mm-hmm. And if at that moment there can be understanding of a reality, you don't mind whether it's what? The stick, the flower, or anything. By condition, just by conditions. Only thinking, taking it for flowers and stick.
You might remember in Poland I had a tough time, and the Wojtek, a friend from Poland, once I shared with him, I've got a problem, so he writes me back, he's seeing a problem, he's hearing a problem,
yeah.
he's thinking a problem. It was a good reminder, even while he was joking, but it was a good reminder.
Yeah.
It all comes back to the idea of one's mind, and one likes it just stick. There can be any kind of idea, can be understanding of reality, or there can be an idea that this is what one must do to show respect, any right and wrong idea.
Can anyone know what doorway is now?
For instance, the body doorway, all the time touching, but not always awareness.
Because they pass so quickly.
Yeah.
Nobody can distinguish what doorway and mind are.
No.
Because mind follows all.
Yeah, that's
right.
It can be mind already, yeah.
So we don't mind to say whether it's seeing in mind or hearing in mind. It doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
Faster than we can take it for. This is sense door and that is mind.
And under all the situation, like we are sitting here and thinking, a lot of people comes here and sometimes worries, sometimes it comes from my door, isn't it? Or because of.
Okay. This is thinking about sense door and mind door. But at this very moment, what Darwin, just one object appear, like visible object. Which Darwin? The eye door, or the mind door, or after the eye door, mind door, instantly. The body can distinguish the two.
So don't,
no, it has to be vipassana yana. Because mind door opens up as not sense door. While now, that we believe we read that there must be mind follows the sensor, but it does not appear as mind, like visible object. No mind at all in between sensor. But in reality, there must be mind. Many processes too. But it seems like there is always sensor. And where's the mind now? See? We just say mind after sensor. But after sensor has experienced the visible object, the mindor follows instantly. And then sensor again and mindor again. So how can you separate the two Darwins until mindor appears? Because mindor can experience nama and rupa, while sensor cannot experience nama at all. It's only talk about that there is mindor. Even the citta, that which experiences, is unknown. Even it sees them. No one knows its characteristic as not self, as just an element, as that which experiences. So that should be considering after hearing. Each word represents the truth that Buddha enlightened.
Visible object appears, it, no way of knowing now whether it's sensed or mind or because it follows so quickly. But when you say only, it seems only visible object appears, no mind or, but actually when there's a lot of thinking, then it's apparent that it's a lot of mind or.
But there is still seeing because mind does not appear. We just call it mind on.
Yes.
But they're seeing, hearing.
Seeing in between all the time.
That's why only direct awareness and direct understanding of a reality can condition more and more understanding of Dhamma, not self.
But Ajahn, first there must be pariyatti. Can you explain what is pariyatti?
Pariyatti is not just words at all. Each word which is understood correctly, deeply, is pariyatti. Like Dhamma, see? In Thai there are many words with Dhamma, Yuddhi Dhamma and many other words. But people do not understand what Dhamma is. And when they think that they are studying Dhamma, they open the book. But actually they don't know at all that this moment, whatever appears, is Dhamma, that which is real. Because Dhamma is a reality, that which appears now. What appears now, see, that is that which is a reality. No matter if it's Dhamma or not, no matter we don't say anything, it appears. Like sound, you don't have to say hearing hears sound, or sound, it cannot experience anything. No, that is thinking about sound, not knowing it, accustomed to that reality as not anyone, not any word, because sound is not word.
Is there any other meaning of Dhamma besides the meaning that Dhamma is reality?
Element. The same meaning, no matter you use different words, talking about that which is real, a reality, different from the other, like sound is not visible object, different element.
What about Dhamma referring to the teachings?
About realities, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what about in some, I think in some context can Dhamma also includes concepts, realities and concepts?
It does matter what books say at all. Just know whether there is understanding of what will appear now or not. If not, there can be ways to understand it, to live without not understanding anything at all which is real in life, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. So what's the use of being born as human being who can have opportunity to consider and to understand better? If it's just snake and bird, it cannot get anything from the sound at all.
Dhamma, Ramana.
Uh-huh.
Ajahn, I have a question, because we talk now about the Dhamma, the meaning of the Dhamma, seeing, hearing, visible object. But usually, there is, in my case, like mostly anxiety or worries or whatever, you know, a big dream, a big story. Instead of seeing, hearing,
just thinking, one doorway of the six. It arises, it goes, everything arises and falls away. It cannot be everything, rather the six doorways.
And those are also Dhammas.
Why not?
Because they seem
why not?
Like
it's like what?
It's a painful.
Painful is real, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Not me.
There is Ajahn, so much wishing to get something from.
It's you.
Yeah.
Who wishes?
Yeah. But you is not to be understood, isn't it? It's not a reality, a self.
Wrong understanding takes that which appears as something. Mm. Because it does not realize the succession of the arising and falling away, and no more, see? Only Panya can see and understand. But even the first Vipassana Jnana, the wrong view, is not completely eradicated. So what about now? Just develop understanding. With detachment, this is very important, with detachment. Otherwise, lobha is there. Urge one to try very hard.
So it can still arise.
I don't know if I may say, because you told about the pariyatti, and it's not like just pondering over words, it's just knowing the meaning of the word.
Any moment of understanding intellectually is pariyatti, but yeah. It does mean just read and no understanding at all. So at moment of understanding, it is understanding at level of intellect understanding, until at that moment it understands a reality without words. At all. No thinking that it's mind or sense or no thinking that it's only a reality. Just understand that which appears instantly. Otherwise the self can try again.
So it's useful to ponder over realities.
Can you control?
No, mm-hmm. Because that's the point. It can come, the wise reflection or not wise, and it just comes unknowingly like a dream, and we cannot choose what appears, what kind of reflecting on whether this is just a long story about Dhammas or whether there is some attention to Dhammas or whatever. It cannot be told.
How many realities are there?
One at a time.
Not just one. See, repeat and then you'll see that so many realities right there, working together or arise and fall away in succession. So we can understand the difference between listening, considering, and intellectual understanding, and the direct awareness. It understands what appears, but before that there must be learning about it to really understand it as a conditioned reality. It does not wait for anyone to know it at all. But there can be conditions for understanding after hearing a lot and considering a lot to just understand. And at that moment, there is awareness with it. No need to think whether it's there awareness at that moment. It's there whenever there is understanding, especially directly.
And there's a difference between understanding, pondering as a Dhamma when it arises naturally and thinking that there should be more pondering or I better ponder more about Dhamma. So one is understanding.
Yeah, but that's why in that case, because no one can control what comes, what way he will be reflecting, so that I'm a little worried sometimes when I just say, oh, that must be this wise pondering, why I have so much not wise.
By conditions.
Don't worry
at all. They are all gone. Just smile or think or be aware of what appears now. The
like,
best way. Yeah?
Like that for everyone. Someone's wise pondering, anyone that's
about
wise pondering.
And it's dependent also on Pakatupa Insaya Pachaya for
exactly.
Each one.
What
Pachaya?
Pakatupa Insaya Pachaya. Mm-hmm.
You just say pakatu panisya pachaya, there must be pachayupanna, and there everything can be pakatu panisya pachaya. Just mention one now, which is pakatu panisya pachaya.
Pakatu panisya pachaya, it means the reality that conditions pakatu pachaya.
Yeah, everything. It's
like sound now.
Sound now is pakatu panisya pachaya.
For right understanding or loba. Or whatever.
Can it condition? Can it condition right understanding sound?
Yeah, I think
no.
So, no.
Right,
but loba it can.
Little by little.
What can?
Right attention.
Right attention only. Right attention, no panya.
It will bring right understanding.
Or understanding now.
But the sound itself can be pakatu, panisaya, pachaya, yes?
For attachment, because you like to hear it again.
Oh.
But sound itself cannot.
Condition right understanding.
Yeah.
And we talk about pakatupa insaya pachaya, isn't it?
It means that everything which is experienced can be pakatupa nisya of object, aramanupa nisya, because you cling to that object. If you don't cling to that object is not pakatupa nisya pachaya.
Mm-hmm. So sound can be
Aramanu panisaya pachaya. Why not pakatu panisaya pachaya?
Pakatu panisaya pachaya, for that which arises will arise again, like attachment to the sound. That sound, like the sound of music, piano, or anything. At that moment, there is attachment to it. So that sound can be object of attachment again. So the attachment of that moment is pakatu panisaya pachaya, to have such sound again. And that sound can be Aramanupanisaya, that particular sound.
What about the sound of the Buddha's voice?
It can be, for attachment. Because it's exactly the same as Aramanatipati. Aramanupanisaya and Aramanatipati must be the same.
And so when we read about hearing, associated with wise hearing, so it's more than just hearing the sound, it has to refer to
not sound, because if one is attached to it, it's attachment.
Yes, yeah. So it has to be the wise attention. Yeah.
That's why everything must be very particular. No matter we talk about Parakatopanisya, Pachaya, what, just one.
We can't just say the sounds.
There's a moment of lopa. It's like in Jhavanacitta.
Why do we have to say in Jhavanacitta?
Because that's the only time lopa arises.
Why do we have to talk about
it?
Pardon?
And falls away.
Each citta, each citta, yeah.
Is that classed as Parakatopanisya, Pachaya?
Whatever arises can be Parakatopanisya, Pachaya.
And it is conditioned by
and I think instead of thinking about it, what about understanding a reality with awareness? Otherwise, when will it be that moment going around without any Parakatopanisya Pachaya as awareness now?
And we know that what is heard now, for example, we're sitting here, and it depends on karma, whether Kusala Vipaka or Akusala Vipaka at this moment, and no one can tell. There's so many different moments and sound or visible object who can say whether it's desirable or unsound one. But I think that the one exception is the sound of the Buddha's voice, then even if we know it must be Kusala Vipaka.
Yeah, and it can be Saddha instead of attachment. It depends.
Is it correct that is the only exception, because otherwise it would be impossible?
No exception.
It's how it is.
For example, hearing any other sound, like hearing sound of the car, you can say
but we have to distinguish between sound
and the karma. Yeah. So even at a moment, for example, of let's say the Buddha is speaking, even at such a moment, it depends on karma, whether there is kusala or akusala vipaka at that moment.
Usually, what conditioned the sound of Buddha? So it's not akusala vipaka. I think it's time to go. Okay.